Tim Cavanaugh has a famous song about Ash Wednesday, based on one of my favorite songs of all time, the Monster Mash. It's
like
a parody of the Monster Mash called the Monster Ash. But you'll recall there's a line in there about Dracula, and it involves how Dracula's famous for sucking blood. And there's a Chicago Cubs reference. I think this is it right here.
Dracula gave up sucking for Lent. If the Chicago Cubs did it, that would be an event.
Got the monster ash. So obviously that line had to be switched, had to be fixed.
Oh.
Let's give this a listen. I want you to pay close attention. We'll leave the microphones on. I want you to see if you notice the new line.
Okay.
Okay, this is a nice short song. It's called The Monster Ash. And this is, here it is. Oh, God.
Frankenstein, Dracula, and their friend Lurch decided one day to go to church. They found intriguing the things they'd hear. The phrase body and blood had really caught their ear. The blazing candles made Frankie nervous. The crucifix distracted Drac from the service. On top of that, they didn't realize it was Ash Wednesday, and to their surprise,
they got the ash.
They got the monster ash.
The monster ash.
They gave them out at mass.
The monster ash.
Right after Mardi Gras.
That's why you ask.
Silly.
They got the monster ash. It turned out to be a miraculous day. The three all repented and changed their ways. Oh. Dracula gave up sucking for Lent.
Cleveland Browns.
Did it? That would be an event. They got the monster ash.
Seamless.
They wore them with panache.
The monster ash.
Search went back and asked for a mustache.
They got the ash.
They got the monster ash. Drac, you've got something on your forehead. Let me get it. No, but it's a smudge. Look in the mirror. No, you can't look in the mirror.